This is the Texas Standard.
Now the story no one's talking about, but we're about to, how in the Trump era, conservative Christian attorneys are gaining influence and power in government. So reports Paul Weber, Austin Bureau reporter for the Associated Press. Paul, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You write about a group out of Dallas called First Liberty. Why did you want to focus on this? What is it, a law firm?
Yeah, it's a law firm that focuses on religious liberty. First Liberty has been around for a while. They got their start in the late 90s. And when they started off, they were really kind of a fringe group. I think most people, anyone who is familiar with them, probably would know them from a famous case back in the early 2000s in Dallas when they represented a third grader who wanted to hand out little candy cane cards to his classmates at Christmas that said, "Jesus is the Christ." Mm-hmm. More recently, they represented the Koontz ISD cheerleaders in a lawsuit over whether they could put Bible verses on banners at football games. So these are the kind of cases and issues that the firm has been doing for over 20 years now, for many years. And they really were a small player for a long time in terms of religious liberty, conservative Christian firms doing this kind of work. But in the last few years, especially with the rise of a new attorney general in Texas, they've really increased their influence.
How have they increased their influence?
A lot of it is both with the Trump administration and then the current attorney general, Ken Paxton. Paxton goes way back with the founder of First Liberty, Kelly Shackelford, more than 30 years. And when Paxton took office in 2015, some of his first and most prominent hires were attorneys from First Liberty. Now, that's not unusual. I mean, attorneys from other groups, if you look at, like at the other end of the political spectrum, for example, like ACLU attorneys,
of course,
go into attorney general's offices. But, the way that Paxton hired from this firm, his first assistant attorney general was from there, and then he hired someone else from there. And then his ties with Shackelford, as people might remember, Paxton is currently under indictment on charges of criminal securities fraud. He's pleaded not guilty, but Kelly Shackelford, the founder of First Liberty, has given to his personal defense fund. So Paxton brings in these attorneys from First Liberty, and he also brings in attorneys from a similar but larger organization called the Alliance Defending Freedom. And so in all, he has about at least six attorneys from First Liberty and Alliance Defending Freedom. And the attorney general's office says, well, that's six out of 800 attorneys that we have, which is true. But these attorneys from these firms are also in sort of higher profile, more visible positions.
Is there any sign that this trend you've identified is actually affecting policymaking?
I think, where you see it is in terms of the kind of cases that the attorney general gets involved with. There was a case involving a judge and prayer in his courtroom. And that was a case that First Liberty got involved in. And then the attorney general's office here signed on to that. With Paxton took office, you've seen his office testify on religious liberty bills in the legislature. And so I think as you've seen the legislature, go forward with some of these religious freedom bills, which, opponents would say these are anti-LGBT bills in terms of adoption for foster parents and that sort of thing. His office has been very ready to defend those kind of laws.
I want to roll back on something that you were talking about, how other attorneys general in other states have, for instance, hired from the ACLU, for example. And should this be so surprising that social conservatives want to do the same thing?
No, I don't think it's a surprising at all. I think the difference here, though, is that this is a real moment, for these law firms and for these social conservatives. And, the Trump administration, ideologically speaking, is very similar to the attorney general here. These groups are seizing on a real opportunity to push these issues that they've been sort of for years. They were on the outside of the courthouse steps. That was their role. Now they're on the inside, just able to do it through the wheels of government.
Paul Weber is an Austin-based bureau reporter for the Associated Press, writing about, most recently, what appears to be a turning point in who's getting hired for policy positions. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you.